How else can we generate electricity at home? Well, Elaine Ball is from Baxi Group, and they've developed a household boiler system that they're actually trialling for the first time here in the UK. It's called the Ecogen, which, as well as heating your house and your water, it also generates electricity. And now here's the really good news. The electricity effectively comes for free. So let's find out from Elaine how it all works. Hello, Elaine. Thank you for joining us on The Naked Scientist. Good to have you with us. How does it work?
Well, the Ecogen, as you said, is a gas appliance that when it burns and generates heat, we also get electricity as well. The basis of the product is a Stirling engine, which works similar to an internal combustion engine, except that the unit is sealed and has helium in it, and we have the gas burner external to the unit. What we do is we burn the gas at the top of the engine and we cool the gas at the bottom of the engine, and that, with a displacer, basically moves the hot and cool gas around and drives a piston.
Oh, right, and then the piston is connected to some kind of generating system.
Well, the piston's actually free, and it's got gas bearings around it, which helps with minimising the losses. And around the piston, when it moves, we have magnets and wire coils that produce electricity directly at 50 hertz, which means it can be fed directly into the home or exported back to the grid.
This sounds like a bit of a no-brainer. It sounds fantastic. Why has no one done this before?
Well, in the past, there were a lot of engineering challenges with actually getting the technology to work in an affordable and reliable way, and also in an application that was good for the technology, because when you're trying to use it to drive a mechanical energy, there are a lot of heat losses. But because we're using it for a heating appliance, we're actually good to get those heat losses, because we then use that heat to heat hot water for the home, the radiators and the hot water cylinder, for example.
So how much heat could it put into the average home? Is it just more an electricity generator, more a boiler, or is it really genuinely fulfilling both roles?
The great thing about the technology is that it's generating electricity whilst producing heat. We call it a heat-led technology. And generally, when you look at people's electricity demand, it's generally when they want heat at the same time. So it's great. You have your demand for heat in your dwelling, and then, you know, you produce electricity at the same time. We produce 1 kilowatt of electricity, and the Stirling engine itself produces about 6 kilowatts of thermal energy. And then we have a second heater to give up to another 18 kilowatts, which is great because there's lots of different house types across the country, different heat demands. And because it all modulates down, it will basically suit the heat demand to the house. And so it meets a lot of applications.
You've installed this for a number of people who are in your sort of test run. How are they finding it?
They're really, really pleased with the unit because they've already seen fuel savings, cuts in their energy bill. And we've also got a number of the utilities on board, and when they're exporting energy back to the grid, they're also getting paid for that energy as well.
So what sort of fuel costs and electricity bill changes are the people who've tested this seeing? What are they getting out of it?
Well, we're sort of seeing about 40% reduction in fuel bills. If we take one field trial in Preston, in 4 months, the boiler actually generated nearly 800 kilowatt hours for a demand that was needed in the home of about 1,200 kilowatt hours. And because Terry was getting a net benefit from selling back, he was basically getting two-thirds of his electricity for free.
But have we not had a problem where some of the utility companies don't play ball? Dr. Carl in Australia was saying that you only get paid 1-1 for the amount of electricity you sell back. In Germany, you get a better deal. In some cases in the UK, the companies won't buy the electricity off of you. You end up giving it to them for free.
No, and that's where there's a lot of consultation going on at the moment, because we're trying to get a standard and a sort of a fair quota across all the utilities. So at the moment, it really is dependent on which utility you're with and what system they're going to use. And there's a lot of debate at the moment about feed-in tariffs and whether we should adopt that in the UK or provide capital investment up front through the government's carbon emission reduction target programme.
So what kind of benefit are you going to get in terms of reducing carbon dioxide emissions?
Well, when we look at the typical average annual usage of a boiler, we get between 2,500 to 3,000 run hours a year. If we look at an existing condensing gas boiler today and compare this product, then if we get 3,000 run hours, then the homeowner is going to save probably £200 to £300 a year versus an existing boiler. And in terms of carbon, that's equivalent to about a tonne of carbon dioxide a year for each appliance. So, you know, if you think about the 22 million homes in the UK and the number of gas boilers that are sold, then, you know, it doesn't take a lot of maths to think of a lot of boilers is a lot of carbon dioxide saved.
Running an engine in your garage sounds noisy. Are people complaining that these things are noisy, Elaine?
Well, actually, we've, as well as having the very first units in garages, we installed our second field trial just before Christmas, and we've got a number of units in kitchens. Where the Stirling engine benefits over the internal combustion engine is that you've got none of these internal explosions, and it's a very quiet operation. So the noise levels of the products we've installed are typical to a normal gas boiler, and you know, we've got, as I say, units in kitchens, and no complaints so far.
Does it take some special infrastructure to plumb it in? And lastly, and briefly, what's the cost to install this in someone's house?
Well, because it's based very much on the sort of traditional gas technology, in terms of the gas and the heating side, it's the same installation that a normal gas engineer plumber could do today. The additional complication is the requirement of a new meter to be able to export to the grid, and therefore getting involved with your utility to make that meter connection. So typically it shouldn't be much more of an onerous task than a gas boiler today.
And so when can I get one?
Well, we're looking to bring them to market at the end of this year, beginning of next year.
Thanks very much, Elaine. That was Elaine Bull from Baxi Group, who've come up with the EcoGen, a way to heat your home and at the same time produce some free electricity to help you cut your power bills.
Still to come, in this week's Question of the Week, we're going to be finding out whether you should unplug your TV in a thunderstorm, and we'll see if Dave really does have enough faith in his experiment to taste the water which has been purified from his own urine. So if you've got any questions or you'd like to join us on this week's show, you can email myself, that's Dr. Chris Smith, on chris@thenakedscientist.com.
The Naked Scientist Podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.